You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are now in Posuk Dalet. Okay, so let's look at how Mishle was done till now. So Posuk Aleph, as we spoke, as the Gro explains, is Mishle, is explaining that the Chomer, the material, the what's called the material cause, is Mishle. The world are Misholim, are parables that we're trying to draw from the parables. Then there is something called the effective cause, meaning who is the one who is actually teaching us how to do it, the Shlomo ben David Melech Israel. Then there is such thing called the formal cause. The formal cause is, what's the form? How do you extract? That's what we saw before. And Ladas Chochma Umusar Lehovit Nimrivina. So says the Gro, there are three aspects of it. The form of taking it is Chochma Musar, which is called Das, and we saw why it's called Musar, Das and Bina. And then there is something called the final cause. And the final cause is that you take these ideas and you have always to put it to practice. Says the Gro, the Tachlis is always the Maise. So Tachlis of Chochma is Lakachas Musar Haskel, is to take it, to take a plan of action. And we saw last week, which is called Musar Haskel, Tzedek Mispat Bishorim. Now, what's the mindset of Das? So look at the Psukim here. So says the Gro, the Pasuk is Loses Lipsoim Orma, is to give to Psoim. We don't see what a pass is. We're going to give him Orma, and to Anar Das Umezima. And this is something called how you take Das into practice. Now look at what the Gro says in Pasuk Dalet, and this is a fundamental Gro, says the Gro, Loses. Because here you see that the Psukim go opposite to each other, right? Gimel the Pasuk says, Lakachat Musar Haskel. So Chochma, you take, you have to absorb, you have to take a plan of action to yourself, and that's called Musar Haskel, is a plan that incorporates Tzedek Mishpate Mishorim. Now here, it's not to take, it's to give. Losses Lipsoim Orma. So says the Gro, Achar Shiloim Et Vida, after you learn, Vegami Kaim, and then you took it into practice, Azie Yochol Gam Lelamed Lacherim. So then you have to be ready to give. Taking is always followed by giving. Vezeo Losses. So says the Gro, it's always taking. The idea of Das, for you to connect, you have to give. So to give, is, says the Gro, Talmidim, with Talmida, Yisemikulam, giving over ideas. If you take a plan of action, when you give it over, you make it yours. But says the Gro, if you're ready to give it over, see what happens. The final cause of the Sefer is telling you, after you learned, and after you brought it to practice, you took the learning, you took the message, and you took it to a plan of action. In that, will you take it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give us siyata dishmaya to continue. Vizeo losses loimina shamayim. The losses lipsoim orma is not only that you'll be able to give to others because you incorporated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give to yourself. We're going to soon see something fascinating. The Gro says the following. The way how the process works is the following. The thinking is always Chochma. Chochma is capturing the message. Then Das, to discern what the message really is, to separate what's right and what's wrong. And Lehovinim Rivina, to look at the Torah to create a plan of action. Okay, when you get the message out there, you see an opportunity, you realize what's the message of the opportunity and how do I bring it to action to follow the Derech HaTorah. Now, this is in the idea of form. That's how you give form to the Mishol of the world. How do you take to practice? You, Lakachas, you take it into yourself to practice it. The Musar Haskel, and we saw the Psukim before, Tzedek Mishum Deshorim. If you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Siyata Dishmaya for the next step, which is to discern the right message. And he says, Losses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the ability to Psoim Orma. Says the Gro, Lapsoim Kisuga Chochma Nechla Lekama Minim Protim. Chochma has many distinctions. Umehem Chacham Verum. There is a difference between a Chochom and an Orum. Now, the Gros is amazing in Mishlei because Mishlei is the Sefer of Chochmah, right?
You are listening and I told to you, Ben's Torah.
We saw in the Zohar, the main objective of this Sefer is Das. Is Chochmah is part of Das. And Das, as we spoke, the Yerushalmi explains that you say Havdol Mokhinan Das because the main Das, Havdol Minayin, Das is the ability to discern, to separate when things look very much the same. And that's why Das also means to connect. Because you can only connect if you separate from what's not right. Now, the ability to separate means that two things which look the same, you have to be able to discern. Mishlei is unique. That the Gros here always explains two similar words, two synonyms that appear the same. Here, and Das is required to separate, to realize that they are not exactly the same. And that's why the Gros wrote, actually somebody put together a dictionary, a thesaurus of the Gros based on his explanations in Mishlei. You see, we're going to learn about how words that look the same, they appear to be the same translation, they're really different. I had a friend, Ruby Flegman, Zichron der Vrocha, who mentioned a very interesting comment. You see, in Hebrew, you have around 15 words to describe a desert. Desert, midbar, tzia, shomeima, choyrev, 15 words. In English, you have one word. It's all deserts, right? Why do you have 15 words to describe the same thing? And in many times in Hebrew, you don't even have words to describe a telephone, right? So why 15 words to describe a desert? And what I told him is the following. For somebody who doesn't live in the desert, like in America, for us, every desert looks the same. So therefore, one word is enough to describe a desert. It gives you the message. But somebody like in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, who lives surrounded by deserts, they realize that the deserts, from far, they look the same. But for somebody who lives in the deserts, people who actually have a real deep knowledge, they realize that the deserts, they're not the same. Therefore, you need different words. The fact that Klal Yisrael lived in the desert, we came from the desert, that was our genesis. We came to Eretz Yisrael that's full of deserts. You needed separate words, because if you know a desert, you realize that they are not one kind of desert, there are 15 types of deserts. For somebody who's far away and far removed, all looks the same. If you take an airplane and you pass on and you travel, everything looks the same. You could go thousands of miles, they all look the same. Once you go down to the planet, you realize that there is a very big distinction of a step. Mishlei is telling us that words, ideas appear the same. The Sefer is going to teach us Das of how to really look really deep into it, to take a microscopic look and to realize that things might look the same, but they are not. And that's why the Gros says one of the ways how you do this is by looking at synonyms, two words which are basically look like the same thesaurus, but they are not. There is a distinction between them. So says the Gros, Chochmah is divided in many protein. One typical example of a synonym is the word Chochom and Orum. And he said, but there's a distinction between them. Chochom, Hayim Mishaloimit Vekibar Vedea Harbe. Chochom is the one that learned a lot. The Chochom, like I told you, is Lakachas. You take, you listen. The idea of the acquisition of knowledge, Chochom, because it's Chochom, you have to acquire, you have to listen. That's a Chochom. Orum, now what's Orum? Orum is naked. Because the Orum is somebody who really says something, but he really means something else. In other words, that he is able to cover his tracks. The Nochosh, haya Orum mikol Adam. The Nochosh appeared to be that he wanted to give Adam Chochmah, but he didn't. He had a hidden intention. Orum is the one that for you to appreciate what he has to say, you have to take away his clothing. You have to take away what's surrounding him. You have to take away what's hiding him to look at the naked truth. And that's a special type of Chochmah. It's not just to listen, it's to discern what is he really saying. The oven tobun biliboy, because many people say good things, but they have bad things in the bad intentions. So the Orum is the one who says A and he means B. This double meaning. And the Orum is the one who understands a makir umevin etze. If you understand that, That's an Arum. Vizel loses lipsoim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the das, the siyata dishmaya is that if you take action, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you siyata dishmaya to really understand what's going on, to be able to discern, because das, you realize that the world before chet etz das, you didn't need das. We came to the world that when Adam chet ate from etz das, now he needs das. The issue is that das is never perfect. We know the Maral always says that for das to work, you have to associate to it, you have to be a build a fence. Because if you go too close, things are not easy to differentiate. It's not that easy to separate among things. And therefore, you need to be Orum. You realize that Nochash made Adam eat the Etz HaDas because he realized that das won't help for Orum. Because if you are Orum, if you are somebody who's smart, who knows how to cover your tracks, to give a different image, to give clothing that looks something, and you don't see the naked truth. In that world, which is unclear, das doesn't work. So you need siyata dishmaya to have an x-ray vision and to zero in what's the real message. And that's what the pasuk says. Those lo psoim, the pesi is somebody, let me show kali spato, pesi is somebody who is very easy fold. Machmashu tam, pesi is a tam. The Enu Diarmuis is somebody who is very, very, he's very innocent. He doesn't know too many kunsim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach him Orma. The Siyata Dishmaya will be the for Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Das work. If a person follows the step of Mishle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a Siyata Dishmaya to be able to be Orum. Kmo Shekosav, Ani Chochom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am Chochom because Shochanti Orma, because I can see and distinguish nakedness. V'yovin pituyev shele yetzer hora narois v'so shalor, to understand what the psisum shele yetzer hora. That's what it means. Loses lipsoim orma. Kodesh Baruch Hu give to a pesi orma, and that's the siyata dishmaya to make das work. And this is the step of Mishle tells you. If a person takes chokhmah and implements a plan, the next step will be, once you implement this plan, you have the Siyata Dishmaya to discern the real message.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.